And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of even Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'll tell you who else covers some ground, just so you know, is Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is one of our team members here, one of our sponsors for the show. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers much of North Alabama. They've got locations in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, and five locations in the Birmingham area. Newest ones right now are in Chelsea in Hoover. And listen, folks, Southern Immediate Care, that's who I use. I've been using them for a while. Southern Immediate Care, every time I go there, which luckily I don't have to go often, but when I do, it's like it's always clean. The staff is always super friendly. They get me right in the door. They're open 7 days a week, every one of their locations. I mean, that's weekends. You wake up on the weekend, the kid's got a fever. What do? You go to Southern Immediate Care. You don't have to worry about whether they're open because they are, and they'll treat people of all ages. They can do vaccinations and x-rays on the spot. I'm just telling you, Southern Immediate Care. If you need help, look them up online, find the location nearest to you. And when you go, if you're filling out your paperwork for the first time, tell them, hey, I heard Phil Williams talk about you on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. I know the guy who owns the whole chain. Great guy. Southern Immediate Care. All right, I tell you what I got to do. Boomer, I got to read some text messages, bro. I just looked over there and realized I have been neglecting people.
You've been neglecting everybody on the text thread. I feel sorry for them.
I beg forgiveness. Let me jump in there and grab a few text messages, and I'll do what maybe I wind up being an abbreviated dipper on Hunter Biden, if we can get through it. You jump in if you want to, Boomer. I'm starting with JT from Town Creek. JT from Town Creek, did McConnell get hold of some trank yesterday? I don't know what happened, man, but it wasn't good.
Jeff from Indiana, you're giving the cognitive test to the wrong people. Cognitive tests should be given to the Democrat voters because I don't think they have a clue.
there's that. Kenneth from Somerville says, I'm facing mandatory retirement at 70. Good for me, good for Congress. Wow, that's interesting. We're talking about that age limit thing we talked about earlier. Mandatory retirement. Oh, Kenneth, if you don't mind, text me in where exactly you work, and I'd be curious to hear. What else?
Ken from Decatur.
Yeah.
Not necessarily an age limit, but definitely term limits. We're talking about the term limit stuff. Yeah. The average age would naturally come down.
It would.
It would.
By yes, because you would think that somebody wouldn't start running in their 70s. Michelle from Ohatchee said there should be an age limit. There's an age limit for everything else. You got to be 18 to vote. You got to be 18 to go in the military. You got to be 21, you know, to buy alcohol and cigarettes. Me, myself, I think that when you get retirement age, say, you know, 65 to 70, then you should have copied I think there's a mistake in her spelling here, but I can't read what it says. Anyway, something about testing on your driver's license every 4 years ought to be the same way in Washington. Yeah, and so, Michelle, you just described most of what you described are minimum ages. We do have a minimum age to go to D.C. You got to be at least 30. But, you know, I know some 30-year-olds. My own, both my kids are in their early 30s, and I think they would be excellent. But not everybody would. But the maximum age, you make the point, there's places in life where you already age out. Dang. What else we got?
Brian from Huntsville.
Yep.
The government's already hiding space aliens in plain sight. President Biden.
Did he say that?
He did.
Back on age limits again. Ken from Decatur just said, not necessarily an age limit, but definitely term limits. Yeah. Did you say that? Oh, you said that already.
I
missed that one. What else? Steve from Owens Crossroads. Aliens lock the spacecraft doors when they get close to Earth. I get it. That sounds like that clip from can you play that clip again from Senator Kennedy? Do you have the ability to grab that again real quick?
Give me one second.
All right, I'll read some text messages while you grab it real quick. Alan from ARAB, he says, I don't know what was being said earlier, but he said, I'm with you, McQueen. So whatever it was she said, he agreed. But he said, why would it take 50-plus years to go back to the moon? Got the little thinking emoji. I don't know, man. JT Lacey Springs says, UFOs. Here's one flying around now, and he has a picture of Air Force One. Here's one flying around now. It says, also, if space aliens land and say, take me to your leader, my response is, come back in 2 years, maybe we'll have one. Perfect. Hey, we played this clip earlier from Senator Kennedy from down in Louisiana. He's always hilarious about just things he sees, and then, oh, by the way, aliens. Play it, buddy.
In Washington, D.C., common sense is illegal. I swear to God and all the angels, that's true.
I swear to God and all the
angels.
You
know, I remember when the kitchen table issues mattered more than pronouns. When boys weren't allowed to compete in girls' sports. When truth mattered a lot more than political correctness. Maybe that's why the aliens won't talk to us.
That guy's, you know what's funny? Is he never talks fast. He always talks slow, but you can't interrupt him. It's like something about, have you ever seen him do like a press conference or do an interview?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh.
But just watching the video,
he's like that way every time. He'll say things and you're thinking, where does he come up with this stuff? And some of it, you know, is like, it's just in there because it's not like he has a pre-planned script. They'll ask him a question off the cuff and he'll come up with something like what you just saw. Unbelievable. The guy's hilarious. Jeff Hazelgreen says the person that responds to the BS with violence will become the liberals' example of how MAGA Americans respond with violence, two-tier justice. I agree. But you know what, though, Jeff? I don't think I said my point very well a while ago. I'm concerned it's going to go both ways. I'm concerned that sooner or later, someone's going to call them out, simply call them out, and be met with violence by people on the transgender side of the movement. I mean, look at, like right now, we still don't know what's going on with the manifesto left behind by the shooter at Covenant School in Nashville, right? I think we're going to wind up seeing more of the culture war break out into things like that if we're not careful. And that's why lawmakers have got to start getting a handle on some of this. John from Huntsville says, it's funny you guys brought up the age limit for politicians. A few years ago, I actually created a petition on change.org where I said nobody 70 or older should be allowed to run or rerun for political positions. I shared it on social media. Several folks liked it, but to this day, not one person signed it. Oh, no, only one person signed it. His name is John from Huntsville. Well, hey, brother, appreciate you getting out there. What else we got? G.I. Joe from Birmingham says, just drop the napalm on the drug labs. All right, brother, I hear you. Brand new in the tech stream, we got somebody who didn't give us their name and where they're from, but says, I believe God created man and not aliens, so I can't believe in this. There may be UFOs, but not alien. Okay. I'm not sure how to go with that, but tell us your first name, where you're from, so we can give you credit. What else we got in here? Man, they keep on going.
They keep going.
Will I get to the third dipper?
I don't know. You may have to just throw in a mini dipper.
I'm doing honor to the people who support this show. So, Jay from Hartzell, no need to worry about aliens coming. Put on reruns of The View. They'll just leave us as fast as they came. I got the best audience. Silas from Harvest says, those objects are alien cameras. It's their version of The Truman Show. They love American drama. Okay. Joshua from Sheffield. I personally like to think that Trump took documents about aliens, and that's why the government wanted them back so bad. Maybe okay. So.
There we go.
Maybe so. Stacked up in boxes in the basement at Mar-a-Lago. Who knows what's in there? Ken from Harvest says, you may have already touched on this, but I can see a scenario where an impeachment inquiry could be quite the bargaining chip. Stop the Trump witch hunt, and we won't impeach Sleepy Joe. There's a thought, brother, and I was about to get into Hunter Biden, which may wind up waiting until tomorrow at this point, but maybe by then we'll know more, because I did just see, by the way, that there was a question. This was breaking news a little while ago, that I made the comment this morning on the Yaffe show that something we have to watch out for is whether or not Biden would ever try to pardon his son, Hunter. And then he was asked that today. And the response from the White House was an affirmative, not an affirmative, it was an absolute no, he would not pardon Hunter. Do we trust it? I don't know. Bill Clinton, if I recall, Bill Clinton pardoned his half-brother or something like that. So it's not like it's unheard of. What else we got? Robbie from Indiana. Hey, Phil, go on YouTube. Look for Dr. Stephen Greer. You'll be amazed along with a lot of answers. Good talking with you. All right, Robbie, appreciate you, man. That was him called in a little while ago. Don from Cairo sends me something. What do we got here? Oh, Don. Like it, man. Got his 18 alpha tag on there. I assume that means, my friend, that you were indeed an SF officer. So thank you. Don from Cairo, appreciate your service. Kenneth from Somerville Says, sorry, Colonel, no can do. Any mention of my company's name would bring swift retribution. He's telling me he faced a mandatory retirement, and I asked for where he worked, and I do not want you to put yourself in harm's way. Kenneth, we appreciate you. Badger from Athens, last couple here. Badger from Athens. Badger from Athens has the evolutionary chain stopping when it gets to a transgender, and it says, turn back, something went wrong. Brian from Huntsville. John from Huntsville, the only one to sign. John, sorry, C minus. That's rough, Brian. And then lastly, JT from Lacey Springs says, keep the dipper. Keep on texting. All right, brother, we appreciate you. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back and put a lid on this one. I do believe that the Hunter Biden thing is such a prolific discussion point that I'll probably save it for tomorrow. Hope that doesn't affect my grade with John. But I was on Yaffe this morning, and I also, by the way, did Catholic Radio on Archangel Radio in Birmingham. This is my third radio show in one day.
See, that's extra points right there.
I agree. Take it to a break. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, making common sense a superpower. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, to tell you what else makes common sense a superpower, ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions is like epic good at what they do. And I know these folks personally. I was even talking to them today. I say that a lot because I talk to them a lot. Actually, they're all friends of mine. But ZLA Solutions is working with big-name employers all over North Alabama. I mean, a lot of them. They've really hit the market hard in the last few years and have come on strong. And what they do is provide any number of different solutions for businesses, everything from quality control to logistics to warehousing. But they also, by the way, their bread and butter, they've been doing it from day one, is staffing. They can help you find people. I mean, a lot of people, like a lot. And they can come in there and help you find one or two people with hard-to-find niche skills that you need for your business. Or they can help you, like, outfit an entire shift of personnel for a plant expansion or for a hospital or for something in the service industry. It doesn't matter. ZLA Solutions, I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. They can help you with it. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. No kidding. And like I said, I know them personally. And I recommend them in part because I know them personally. So yeah, you need help with that? Check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And do me a favor, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got a caller. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, bud. How are you?
I'm good. Well, I heard y'all had a rough night last night. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything's good now. Yeah, we spent the night in the emergency room, Eric, but like I say, she just had the ablations and stuff. I think it's still kind of things going on from that.
Okay.
It takes time to heal.
Well, I just, you know, our prayers as usual, brother, just let us know what you need.
Oh, I certainly appreciate everything you do and the audience, too. I can't have enough prayer.
Well, absolutely. What's on your mind today, man?
Hey, you know, what if these aren't aliens? What if they're us from the future?
Oh, God. Oh, no. You just opened up a whole can of worms, man.
Well, I mean, it is kind of promising. It shows us that we made it past the Biden administration.
That one might make a video.
I'll take what I get, you know, man.
Oh, but, that's awesome.
But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, the theory is, you know, if you leave the Earth at the speed of sound, and come back, you know, there'll be a time difference. I mean, that's a theory. I don't know, you know, I'd like to see if that's true or not. Yeah. But it could be that all the vehicles we see and things that could be in like a time slip. You know, if they're moving at the normal speed and they're moving through time faster than we are, then, you know, you could make a 90-degree turn without any gravitational impact.
You have just taken me places that I had not planned on going, brother. I don't even have a good response for all that.
Oh, I'm a deep thinker, even though I'm
driving. You got too much time behind the wheel where you can just think while you're driving.
You know, that's true.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you as always, and thank you for blessing us with your time today. And tell your sweet wife, she is in our prayers. All right.
I sure do. Thank you, everyone.
All right, man.
Have a good day, Phil.
You too, buddy. Well, I tell you what. Let me jump in here with some last minute text messages before we're done. Chip from Muscle Shoals. So I'd like to see somebody explain the modern take on gender to space aliens who have been studying us for 1,000 years. It's a great point. They might go back and report that, you know, but there's no intelligent life down there. Let's pull out. Okay. Raven from Russellville says, send a few of us old SF farts at Special Forces farts to Mexico. Drug problem solved quickly. I'm just saying, Raven, you are not wrong. I really think that it is time to basically show these cartels that they do not have carte blanche to keep killing our citizens. That's what they're doing. They're becoming billionaires by killing Americans, and they're doing it on a daily basis with just a complete sense of impunity because nobody will do anything. They bought off their own government. I wouldn't be surprised they bought off part of our government. It's time to go ahead and you know, unleash the hounds of hell on the drug cartels, in my opinion. What else we got in here? We got somebody who texted in, Keith, who didn't tell us where he's from, but Keith, brand new in the text string, says, Phil, how do you reconcile the concept of UFO aliens with the word of God that God created us all in his image? Well, that Bible is written for Earth. I don't know what is written for anybody else's planet, but I do know that in our case, we do believe that. And by the way, we don't know what they look like. Maybe they look like us. Maybe they'll walk off that plane and we'll go, yep, it all fits. I don't know. Brian from Huntsville says, Jeff wishes he could pull those maneuvers on the interstate. May God protect his family. Badger from Athens says, prayers out to Jeff and his family. Yes, sir. Thank you. We got a great audience that loves each other. John from Huntsville. Phil, you got off to such a good start, but you made a couple of minor mistakes. And the one huge mistake both you and Boomer made was saying that McQueen's story about the lady punching the bear was not stupid, when in fact that was incredibly stupid. So you and Boomer both get a B+.
A B+,
which means today's winner for the first time ever is McQueen with an A++, because I agree with everything she said, especially the moon stuff.
I'm going to have to tell her.
Dadgummit. She walks in for half an hour, wins the day, and leaves.
She wins the day. Man.
That's an anniversary gift from John from Huntsville.
That's what it was.
Crystal from Moulton. Phil, don't know if you've seen it, but our hay farmers are rolling with twine or wrap that is the American flag. Look out at the hay fields, and those flags sure look good. Man, I got to see that. Crystal, send us a picture of that. I'd love to see it. And then we got any number of people. Aaron from Decatur wanting to know if I've seen the UFO videos. You know what? There are some out there, but I don't know. You know what bugs me, though? Those UFO videos are always fuzzy. Why is that?
Yeah, why are they always fuzzy? Our phones now are really good, guys.
Yeah, I can film a movie on my phone if I wanted to.
Your phone can zoom into the hole over here that we're looking out at. Remember?
I did. Like 100
yards
up.
Yeah, like a crazy zoom.
I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm carrying around a piece of technology in my pocket that makes me a bona fide James Bond. Thank you very much.
James. Watch out, 007.
Come on! Now if I just had his car, that'd be all right. Okay, listen, amazing day. Yes, I did. I held on. Hunter Hunt's a new plan. Dipper number 3 will be down tomorrow. I also believe we're going to have, she's finally back in town, our world traveler, Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute will be on tomorrow. Plenty of stuff, plenty of doings, because y'all, for a conservative talk show, it is a target-rich environment out there. We love you. Have an amazing night. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right